Hi guys, welcome back to Poetry Reads. This is your host, Griselda Barreto. I am so sorry. I want to apologize because I know that I took quite a long time to get this third episode out, but I'm on it. I've got so many things going on in the meantime, but you're going to see it. So please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever they have out there. Follow my stuff. I have a lot of healing jewelry. I have digital art. I have books that are coming out left, right, and center. So please keep up with me, follow me, and here's to the third Poetry Reads episode. Have fun. So today I am going to be reading poetry from the very famous poet Emily Pauline Johnson. I'm pretty sure you've heard of her. If you haven't, you're going to be introduced to one of her poems today. You're going to love it. So let me tell you a little bit about E. Pauline Johnson. So she was also known by her Mohawk stage name. Let me get this right. I'm going to try. Dage Ion Wahe, which actually means double life. I hope I said that kind of as I was supposed to pronounce it. But she was a Canadian poet, author, performer, and she actually has mixed roots like myself. So her father was a Mohawk chief of mixed ancestry, and her mother was an English immigrant. She was quite notable for her poems, short stories, and performances. She draws a lot from both her Indigenous and her English influences. Today, the poetry that I'll be reading to you is called At Sunset. I hope you like it, and let's go ahead then. Tonight, the west overbrims with warmest dyes. Its chalice overflows with pools of purple coloring the skies, a flood with gold and rose. And some hot soul seems throbbing close to mine, as sinks the sun within that world of wine. I seem to hear a bar of music float and swoon into the west. My ear can scarcely catch the whispered note, but something in my breast blends with that strain till both accord in one, as cloud and color blend at set of sun. And twilight comes with gray and restful eyes, as ashes follow flame. But oh, I heard a voice from those rich skies call tenderly my name. It was as if some priestly fingers stole in benedictions o'er my lonely soul. I know not why, but all my being longed and leapt at that sweet call. My heart outreached its arms, all passion thronged, and beat against fate's wall, crying in utter homesickness to be near to a heart that loves and leans to me. There you go, guys. That was At Sunset by Emily Pauline Johnson. I hope you liked it. Once again, it was a pleasure to read this poem for you. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did reading it for you. And don't forget to follow me on any of the social media platforms. And also, please visit my blog, griselda.blog, to get more information on all the things that I do. And I'm looking forward to see you again next week. I promise it's going to be next week and not later. But till then, do take care and stay safe. Bye for now.